Hello, we are conducting a survey in order to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Hello.
Yeah.
So, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you and 10 means it's a very important issue to you? I will go ahead now and I will read you a list of the issues for you to rate them. So the first one, voting rights. How important is this to you?
Okay,
thank you. Climate change?
0.
Abortion rights?
10.
Job and wages?
10.
Criminal justice reform?
10.
Student loan debt?
0.
Immigration?
10.
Crime and violence?
10.
Racism and discrimination?
0.
Reproductive freedom?
10.
K-12 education?
10.
Healthcare?
0.
Democracy?
10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
9.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. What is your race?
Black.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
96.
Okay. Thank you very much. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have my bachelor's.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
0.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of people the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
0.
Thank you. All right, give me just a moment. All right, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first name is Tim Wolfe.
What's the name?
Team Wolves.
0.
Okay, the next name is Brad Raffensperger.
5.
John Ossoff.
John who?
Ossoff.
Oh, 8.
Raphael Wartnock.
10.
Brian Kemp.
0.
Andre Dickens.
What was the name again?
Andre Dickens.
0.
J.D. Benz.
0.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican.
Thank you. From whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
Thank you very much. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse?
Much worse.
Okay, thank you. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference,
no
or a
difference.
Big difference? Okay. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you are not sure, and 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first item will be black voters.
0.
Okay. And next one we have Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
0.
Vice President Harris.
0-0.
Thank you. COVID-19 recovery.
0.
Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
0.
Your local mayor.
0.
Thank you. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means what it will strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means that the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. 1, because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools. We have required for direct student financial relief through grants, staff discharge, and other aid. How much does this motivate you to vote?
0.
Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective black power while there is still much work to be done. Patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. How much this motivates you to vote?
0.
Thank you. Because we protested together, this administration has banned non-knock warrants and chop holes and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. How much this motivates you to vote?
10.
Thank you. because we voted the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. How much this motivates you to vote?
Zero.
Okay. Because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit cards' late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. How much this motivates you to vote?
Zero.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their mind, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
0.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
0.
As you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much worse.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. When did you register to vote at your current address?
When?
When, yes.
A few months ago.
Would you say 1 to 3 months ago or 3 to 6 months ago?
3 to 6 months.
Thank you very much. How did you register to vote? By mail, in person at a government office, at a voter registration drive or event, or through automatically or through a in person? Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight? 2, lesbian or gay?
Bisexual.
Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Not strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status?
Full-time.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$120,000.
Okay. Thank you very much. With that, we conclude our survey. Thank you very much for the time and participation, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Goodbye.